Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today, we're going to talk about, and I'm kind of excited about this, trust at work. Are you too trusting? You know, like children are too trusting. Unless they have a good amount of skepticism about other people. But in general, they're very trusting. And I think some people get into the workplace and they never quite get rid of that. And they tend to just be too trusting and trust the wrong people, or trust that they can get work done that maybe they can't, or they trust other people are going to support them in the process, and then most people let them down.
Yeah.
But I usually find with people that are too trusting, it's a repetitive pattern. It's not a one-off. It's like they do it over and over again.
They were too trusting earlier in life.
They just keep trusting the same.
And they feel strangely betrayed when things don't work out. Is that part of it too?
I think that as they age, they do know that they shouldn't have trusted that person, but yet they still assume the best of people.
And we know what that is. Assume is make an ass of you and me, something like that. Yes.
And I don't think the opposite is not trusting people. I think in the business world, you have to have a healthy skepticism towards anybody that you're going to work with, not in a negative way. Do they really have the competence to do this? Or do they really have the time to do it? Do they really care enough about this project that they're going to do what they say they're going to do? So it's not just as simple as I'm just trusting.
I was thinking is I think of it as letting people earn your trust. And so, as you're saying, not just handing it blindly over, but I think that in order to let people earn your trust, you have to suspend judgment and you have to be willing to wait out a certain period of time to see how trustworthy somebody really is. Right? So see if their actions are trustworthy.
Yeah, and eventually you work with enough people that you know who you can trust and who you can't. But I once had a client who met somebody that they were going to work with, and it reminded them of someone who did not produce in the past, and they just assumed they were the same. Like there was something similar, so therefore this person. That's a little off, because I think each person stands on their own, even if they have other similarities to other people. Really what this comes down to is trusting yourself.
I was just going to say that it sounds like people who are really trusting on some level don't really trust themselves, or not tapping into whatever their intuition is or their gut is, where they know intuitively, I'm probably not going to be able to get this project done on my own, but they still, there's like a disconnect.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's so funny. I was going to give a dating reference here, but
oh, please.
I think it is similar to dating in that a lot of people are not willing to sit through the discomfort and the anxiety of not knowing. And so you want to force a solution. You want to know. I mean, dating is you sleep with someone way too soon. But in work, it's giving your trust before it's been earned.
Sure.
And I think we do that because we want to believe that people are going to support us, that they'll be there for us, that if I help you, you're going to help me. We want to assume that someone, if you're my coworker or my boss or my employee, that you think and feel the same way I do. We don't want to be disappointed by the fact that you may be very different from me. Because really, that's the bottom line, right? If someone, I mean, how many times have we heard this? Is someone who really helps one of their coworkers and then feels betrayed when that coworker does not reciprocate, you know, at their time of need.
So it's assuming that other people are just like you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not wanting to go through what can be the uncomfortable process of finding out that they're not.
That they're not. Interesting.
I mean, that just seems to me to be pretty consistent.
Yeah.
I learned, I don't know at what age, that when you give to somebody, mm-hmm. don't expect it back. Like, you're giving because that's something you genuinely want to do. Because mm-hmm. you really never know who are the reciprocal people and who aren't. You just don't really know.
Right.
Right.
And then eventually over time you find out that who that is might not have been the person you would have thought.
That's right.
Mm.
It's I find that very interesting. So, and there are certain people you would think would be.
That's such a good point. Yeah, and I think there are different subject areas where maybe someone could be trustworthy and then suddenly they show they're not trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about when our book came, when Working With You Is Killing Me came out, and we had enjoyed a lot of success and notoriety, there were some people who reveled in that with us, and there were some people who had a real issue with it.
It was quite surprising. I felt bad for them.
Really?
Yeah. Right. And surprised sometimes. Like you said, it was quite surprising. So, I mean, that's an example. If you get promoted and someone with whom you've been a great friend suddenly shows a different side, that could be an example where you feel your trust is broken. Mm-hmm. There are many different kind of corners of the work life that can, I think, generate maybe less generous, less trustworthy responses in others.
Mm-hmm. So how do you change or your expectations of people?
Or how I don't
do you
think
change
it's...
your perspective in the workplace?
I think it's safer to not have expectations and allow people to just show who they are.
Mm.
And then it's you can make some fair assumptions, but still always know that you have no control over other people, what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the one person I think you need to learn to trust is yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think there's a lot of people that don't even trust themselves. So how does that play out?
Yeah.
Well, that's the kind of thing where you might want to go for some coaching and or therapy.
Or together.
Exactly. You know, that's usually, first of all, that usually originates if you grow up in an environment where you were told over and over again that you don't know what's really happening here. Mm-hmm. You know, that what you perceive is not what's happening. And so then you stop trusting your perception of what's happening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you just try to win everyone over to, you know, as if they are trustworthy and your job is to get them to like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's at play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you realize that this is what's going on for you, then I think it's a great way to phrase it, Kathy, that really then the job at hand is to very slowly learn how to trust yourself.
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to. Yeah. And eventually you learn, okay, I can trust that person is not going to do what they say they're going to do.
Yeah.
Or I can trust this person does what they say they're going to do. And eventually, but it's really you the whole time.
Right, right.
Well, and also knowing what are your fatal attractions in this area.
Yeah.
Like if there's someone who gives you inordinate amounts of praise and then you mistake that for true respect and admiration and then entrust that person,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be a mistake. If you've done that several times, then the next time someone comes and starts praising you heavily, you want to be able to detach enough to just say, okay,
mm-hmm.
this is a heavy praiser.
Well, they want something.
They want something.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't need to just now fold into them and think that this is the greatest association ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really about your own development, your own growth. Isn't that what we say a lot? I think what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you are too trusting, let's start with the first thing you were saying, Kathy, this probably isn't your first rodeo. It's not the first time that you've trusted someone prematurely and been burnt by it. Mm-hmm. But that would be one piece of evidence. If in the past you have been too trusting and you've been burnt by it, that's something to know.
Mm-hmm.
The second piece would be to figure out ways to let people display and demonstrate their trustworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you actually have to slow down. You can't try so hard, mm-hmm. right? And that's the part where it's like, if I win you over, then I can trust you. You know, if I really wow you, if I really help you, I can trust you'll help me.
Right.
You kind of have to slow down that impulse. and just say, you know, I mean, certainly you want to be who you are and be giving, and if that's who you are, or helpful if that's who you are. But as you were saying, you learned, you can't expect that that's going to mean then a certain return. So I think that's it.
Yeah. I know it's a tough one.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, because there are people also who say, I don't want to suddenly not trust anybody. That that doesn't feel good either.
I think you have to trust. You have to trust people in general at work that you work with. I think there's a certain amount of you have to trust. They're going to come to work every day. They're going to do what they're going to do. But to is it the way you think they should do it? You know, maybe not. But I think you have to trust people that they're doing the best they can. You just have to know who that what that means.
Right. That's right. If they are designed differently from you, i.e., if they are born saboteur.
or lazy.
Which to your point, I like what you said earlier, though, when you said, I can trust that, I can trust that this person is going to give me this assignment late, or I can trust that this person is going to give me this assignment early.
Right. You know? That's right.
Saying that, framing it that way. And then not in that way, you're also not shaming yourself or blaming yourself.
Right.
I can trust that. It's like you're giving some accountability to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And practice it and see what is true for you consistently.
Right. Great.
All right. That's it. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And in the meantime, we hope that you trust just right.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.